You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin, and this is episode 93. And I know it's Wednesday only because I'm doing this podcast. Seriously, the only way I keep track of days, there's two reasons. There's only two reasons I keep track of what day it is in quarantine. Is it Wednesday? Do I have to do my podcast today? No offense, but and not like, do I have to? But, oh, do I have to do my podcast? It's kind of, but it is have to. It's a, I can't, you know, I can't say, well, I'm too busy staring at my laptop and my phone to stare into my laptop while talking. It just seems odd to just not do that. And the other is if my girlfriend is working or not, she has, you know, she has two, she works 5 days a week and has two different days off. And it's like, are you working today? Oh, you're not. It must be Tuesday. Fuck, I got to do my podcast tomorrow. And that's how my week goes. I don't know how your week's going. It's like same old, or same new, that's it. That's the, how's your quarantine going? Same new, or as I refer to it on Facebook, how's your retirement cosplay going? That's how I put it because it kind of feels that way. Although, you know, one of my former coworkers and friends said said this is not how I pictured my retirement. I don't, what did he say exactly? Let's see. He said, oh, yeah, this is John, this is decidedly not the retirement I want. It's good. So I had to find the exact wording is important. It's all how you say something. Also I saw somebody posted and described social distancing. What do they call it? Melee. Yeah. It's very nerdy. It was great. It was, keep melee. Yeah. Melee range. Keep people melee, you know, out of your melee range, which is very nerdy. You've ever played any kind of fantasy video game, there's a melee range with the melee weapons, and this is not helping me. But anyway, if you're trying to attack somebody and they're not in a 6 to 8 foot radius of you, you can't hit them with your sword, can you? They're out of melee range. You got to go to bows and arrows or spears or whatever you have on you, I guess. Man, when I have to explain it, it makes it significantly less funny and really increase the nerdism. And, you know, speaking of nerds, I just wanted to comment on this because I've worked with you people. And I'm kind of a subset of you people. And the you people that I'm referring to are tech bros. Now, it's because I worked at Apple Computer for 5 years. And then I worked at a company called NCSoft that did MMOs, video games. So I've worked with what you could label a tech bro and for many years. And, you know, mingled with them, been them kind of, and I share some of the same interests. And it's funny because they're, you know, because in person, a lot of them, they can't communicate with women all that well. And this is the stereotype, and it's a stereotype because there's a lot of them. They're larger gentlemen, some of them, and And the thing about it is that, you know, and some of them get labeled as incels, but they're not. You know, I'm sure there are some that develop in the extremists, the tech bro extremists do become incels, I guess. But the thing about it, what's funny about them and is, because I'll notice this online and I'll see and I'll be reading something clever that a friend of mine wrote on Facebook. And then in their comments, there'll be an idiot or somebody who just doesn't have a sense of humor or missed the joke and starts going off on a tirade on one of the comments. And it's just like, geez, light the fuck up. And you go, and then when you go to the profile of that person who's really just letting it have, you know, just very actually about something, or, you know, or pandering or really patronizing people in the comments of a thread that doesn't matter. And then you go to their page, you find out that they're an employee of Google, you know, or something like that. The last person I saw that was being a patronizing douchebag was an employee of Google. So it was just, and you just kind of go, of course, God damn it, of course, because it's, you know, it's somebody who can't communicate very well person to person, but they're great online. They can really let you have it. They take the time to really write out their thoughts. And that, boy, do they have a lot of thoughts. And what really irritates me about them is this. They're very knowledgeable about tech shit. They're very, you know, analytical. They've got they can really think things out. And they're very they're smart people. Book smart. But they really, just because you know how to build a computer doesn't mean you know how to build a government. And it really irritates me when they go in about, you know, like, well, let me see. Let me tell you why I know. And then just really tell you something, you know, when they don't know anything. They don't have any experience in government. In any kind of, you know, leading in politics and law or anything like that. But they really go into it. And they really lean into it. And it's just like, you don't. Here's the thing, guy. The only government I want to hear you expand on would be the United Federation of Planets. That I get. If you can explain to me how the United Federations of Planets has evolved or devolved over the years from Captain Kirk's era to Captain Picard and beyond, that's cool. If you want to go into all that, that's great. Maybe you want to talk about the colonial government during Battlestar Galactica. You know, if you want to really expand on that, that would be excellent. I don't want to hear it. But at least if you're coming at an angle from a hot take that you have about the colonial government of BSG, that I would totally respect your opinion on that. I'm like, I bet that motherfucker knows. Probably adds to the wiki fan page of BSG. And that guy is definitely a Trekkie. I totally get, you know, the UFED of planets. I could totally get what he has to say. But, man, if you're going to tell me who you're voting for and then talk down to me because you somehow think you know who I'm going to vote for, when I didn't ask, by the way, and also this is in a Facebook thread where somebody made a joke. Really should go binge watch another sci-fi show. Just go find one. I'm sure you've seen them all. Watch them again. Just, you know, take a break, man. Just, you know, good for you. You can work from home and you still have a job. Just, you know, fuck right off. We're all a little bit tense. The last thing we need to do is be talked down to by a guy who's still working. All right. By the way, one of the guys that one of the people that really likes this podcast and listens every week, I worked with me at old NCSoft, and I guess would technically be called a tech bro, but totally not anything like I just described. So I can just imagine, you know, him going, dude, I'm not, you know, hashtag not all tech bros. Yeah, you're one of the good ones, Daniel. Anyway, he's totally not saying shit because he knows I just needed somebody to fuck with. And that's who I fucked with today. So that's good. I mentioned melee range retirement cosplay, Waka Waka, about social distancing. I saw, and this is a couple weeks old, but apparently the World Health Organization, who? That's correct, recommended that we stop calling it social distancing, and they wanted to change it to physical distancing because that's what it is, I guess, more accurately. I'm like, it's a little late. It's a little late to change. It's already, we've already committed. We know it's not social distancing, like literal. We know we're not, you know, ignoring our friends and family because we're going to get, internet COVID. But they're, you know, some people are like, hey, let's be technical. Technically, it's physical. We should start calling it physical distancing because it's technically, you know, we have to have things be really specific to what they are and accurately named. It doesn't matter, man. We've already committed. Just settle down and maybe the WHO should decide to focus on something important. All right. Instead of the name. Hey, what's the easiest thing we can tackle today? Let's deal with that social distancing naming thing. Let's call it something else. That's what we're going to do today. Apparently, they're also bored at home. I don't know what you're doing at home. I'll tell you what I've started doing. Who I follow on Instagram has completely changed since the quarantine stuff, because I used to like because I didn't really follow anybody. I mean I did follow, but I didn't really scroll through. Like, I didn't care. But now that I'm spending more time looking at shit and less time because people aren't going out or whatever, I follow just a fuck ton of celebrities now on Instagram. And my favorite of all the people that I've added, because I've added different people. Like, I'm going to add Ryan Reynolds. You know, I'm going to add these different people. This is cool. Yeah, I think, Steve Martin, why not? Like, I'll add different people. But my favorite is I've added most of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan on Instagram. And the RZA is prolifically, you know, his posts, he's prolific. Just every day there's like a couple. And he's like promoting he's got a new album out that's like, it's like little mini guided meditation things, like where he's all like talking to you about Zen shit. So if you're into like, if you'd like to be into listening to the RZA talk to you about, you know, breathing while his music is playing in the background that he mixed, it's just, you know, why wouldn't you? Just, I mean, if you'll listen to me, fuck it, man. It's like 30 minutes long. So there's a thing. Let me give you an update about me and then I'll get out of here. Maybe. I don't know. But wanted to give you an update on I'm still not working a real job, like a lot of you. Still waiting around to see if unemployment or that government check. Waiting to see if we get paid. Either way, you know, I'm done everything I'm supposed to do, so it's just a matter of, oh, let's see if they both Texas government and the U.S. government have my direct deposit information. So it's just a matter of, I'm going to check my bank account. Nope. Guess we're doing nothing. Just kind of hanging out and pretending that that doesn't stress me out a little bit. Because I usually just, you know, I don't spend a lot of money. So even with a dishwashing job, I can pay my bills and I don't check my bank account. Like, I don't have to think about money. So this is not necessarily something that that I enjoy, is having to think about, you know, money or thinking about this kind of future is can be exhausting. So I think like a lot of people, I want to, you know, it's much like recovery, which with the whole one day at a time, like, you know, you take it in little bites and little pieces. Just a little bit at a time. Don't try to think of it as a whole. It's just too fucking much. You just do a little bit at a time. And then, you know, just to get through with it. Just tackle what's in front of you every day. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to try to, you know, just to give you an example. I'm not trying to tell you what you need to do. And I'm saying that because I've noticed since we've gone into full social distancing and staying at home and all that, people have a lot of time to give us unsolicited advice online. And it's a lot, like everybody. And it's just like, really? So I'm trying not to do that. Just, you know, I mean, this is different. Obviously, you didn't get bombarded by me talking shit. You clicked on this and went, I'm going to listen to him. Yeah, I'm ready. Then you listen to me a little bit and you're like, I wasn't ready. I thought I was ready for him. God damn, how long is this? It's only been 15 minutes. Fuck. So I get it, but I don't know. It's kind of exhausting. Unsolicited advice is exhausting. Like, it's, you know, a lot of it's probably good. It's probably spot on. It's just weird. It's and I know it's, I don't know. It's weird being a comedian and giving advice, because I hear comedians try to give advice. And, you know, it's like listening to comedians talk about government, like listening to anybody talk about politics, but comedians, especially when you know them and they're like, Jesus, you know what so-and-so said about, I don't, you know what, here's the thing about that guy. See, the thing about comedians is, you know, they're supposed to be who you listen to, because they're very observant people and they're going to observe the nature of, you know, human nature, because that's all they do, is observe, to come up with ideas to write jokes and write funny things about. So we're very observant. We're going to spot things. And so they're definitely who you want to listen to, because they're going to poke holes in theories. They're going to tell you a point of view, you know, for every point of view of an issue, there's a comedian that's got that point of view. And if you find them and you can, you know, hey, that's funny, or oh, I didn't think of it that way, that's where they're at. But as soon as they start switching, oh, let me tell you what we need to do, we need them for, you need them for to poke holes in things and point out injustices and point out what's wrong. But when they start coming up with ideas, you have to kind of look at them and go, aren't you that guy that completely wrecked his life several times? That's why, it's like me going, let me tell you what you should do in the way of financial investments. Let me explain what the best way to make money is. If I start talking to you about how to make money, you need to turn me off. Just, if it's any kind of a video, audio, cut it off. If I'm in person trying to talk to you about finances, you should probably check. I might be fucked up. I might have relapsed, because there's no way I would do that. But if I was to do that, you have my permission to walk away from that conversation in mid-sentence. While I'm in mid-sentence, just walk the fuck away. You know, oh, what should I do? All right, I'm just going to go now. You know, but you can totally do that, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I'm not somebody you need. Unless you want to find out like I've said before, unless you want to find out what I would do and then do the exact opposite of, then that makes sense. Like, I guess that would be the way my political discussions would go. I'd be like, John, what do you think about this? And then I would explain, what would you do? Well, let me tell you what I would do and what the government should do. You write everything down that I say and then go, all right, well, that's one thing we shouldn't do. Like, they really should keep me as an advisor. I should be a government. I should be an advisor for some administration, White House administration. I really should. They'd be like, Raven, what do you think? Okay, let's not do that. And what else do we have? It'd be, you know, I think it would be beneficial and worth their money. That should be my job. I should advise you on things, and you can, that way you can X off what we need to not do. I think that would be perfect. If you see that job listing, forward it to me. I'm sure it'll come up, and I'll sure they'll go, yeah, no, that's the way to, that's him. That's who we need to hire. That guy. Well, one day, I'll be able to return to my job, dishwashing maybe, or maybe I'll do something else. Maybe I can take this time to make the transition to another manual labor job where they don't mind that you have a felony. I can tell you with the job listings that I've done, the services, and also through the Work in Texas website, which is garbage, and, you know, providing one of the biggest mistakes that you can make when looking for a job, and I've already done it, so I can tell you this, is to use your primary email, because you get contacted by all sorts of garbage. And I can tell you, out of all, you know, I've received a bunch of emails, and all the emails that I've received that are interested in me because they read my resume, which they didn't. Anybody who says, you know, we've looked at your resume and we think that you'd be perfect, and they didn't read my resume. There's no way. There's no way that anybody looked at a resume that would be like, oh, I see that you've washed dishes for the past 10 years. Then there was a blank spot. And then before that, you did customer service. Like, I don't see anybody going, perfect, I'll tell you what we need him for, an administrator in an insurance company. No, it's doing some kind of sales job, and it's a, you know, some kind of pyramid scheme. In fact, that's the only thing. I've only been contacted with interest, one person, you know, one interesting, one legit job, and that was Capital Metro was like, hey, we need drivers for our buses. So that's who I've been contacted by, pyramid schemes and Capital Metro, which isn't surprising that Capital Metro is like, hey, for some reason, nobody wants to drive a public bus during a pandemic. I don't know why. What's the deal? We've got a demand. Hey, did you want a job? Would you like to drive a public bus? Hello? No? Weird. Yeah. Imagine that. So, but I will keep you guys posted on if anything changes with my job. I'm not hurting yet, you know. That's the thing, is that staying at home, I spend even less money than I was before, and I wasn't spending much money to begin with. My girlfriend is still working, so things are still doing okay. You know, I paid rent for April. I paid rent, paid my bills. So it's like, uncertainty isn't great, but, you know, knowing that you're not in debt yet. So I'm happy to be where I'm at. And I'll leave you with, oh, one last thing I just saw, because I was a member of this Facebook group for like job postings. And the thing is that the Facebook group is, the only people posting in that Facebook group are like people who are like doing marketing posts for jobs that that aren't real or that aren't like or that aren't very legit at all. And the one I saw just before getting online, right, just before starting this, was it was a rideshare drivers and customers wanted. What? it was like an off-brand rideshare company, the not Uber or Lyft, and I just love that they we need drivers, also customers. Hi, we're a new business, and we need both supply and demand. Well, anyway, thank you guys for coming out. Thanks for coming out. Like I'm at a fucking comedy show. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you're staying sober if you're a sober person. I hope you're staying sane if you're not a sober person. Keep in touch with people that you care about. Blah, blah, blah. Listen to a bunch of shit. Go outside, take a walk, use precautions and stuff. But if you stay inside too long, you start going crazy and start thinking about shit. And you think the world's just going nuts. But it's weird. You go outside and you take a walk, you keep your distance from people, but you see other people taking a walk and it feels kind of normal and like, oh, life's just, it's just kind of going. This is just a new thing. But it just kind of brings you back a little bit. Maybe don't go for a walk right now. It's 4 in the afternoon and it's 90 fucking degrees. Although I think I hear that there's a cold front, a cool front's coming. Thank God, because it's 90 degrees and it's in April, which is not, it's, ugh, that I, anyway. How's the weather where you're at? Great, that sounds good. All right, thanks guys. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raymond. We'll see you next week. Later.